Alan, we're everybody, welcome to the 989. You know where you are, expert talk with me, Tego. And you guys know I love bringing experts to the table. And at the 989, we get to catch up with some of the greats that have been on the show before. And if you were here a minute ago when this got started, you saw me talking about the fact that the green in my little logo is being wiped out by my green screen. So there's like a little bit of the Las Vegas background on my chest. Okay, so I got to laugh at myself. There we go. Coming up is Mr. Magic, or as I like to call him, my brother from another mother and father, Mr. Michael Johnson. What's happening, Michael? What's going on?
What's up? I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
I'm so glad to have you, man. I mean, before we got started, you're really busy right now. You've got your monthly feel-good challenge going on, but you're in the middle, literally today, you're in the middle of creating something else, correct?
Absolutely. We are constantly creating content and courses. We have a membership that you can get into. Ultimately, it's not accessible for the public straight away. You have to kind of go through some of our stuff to get to it, but we are constantly creating content, and right now we're in the middle of creating a course that I just got off of a second ago, and I'll go back to right after this. So
this is just you waving your magic wand, because you are Mr. Magic. Let's just talk about that. Let's talk about the Feel Good Challenge. What's going on? What's that about?
Hey, the Feel Good Challenge is sort of born out of necessity. We work with so many people on mindset and personal development. And what we found was that people weren't getting educated as youth. We weren't educated properly in how to utilize the most important tool we have, which is our ability to feel. Our ability to feel an emotion, any kind of emotion, whether it's, I call them light emotions and dark emotions, right? So it doesn't matter what kind of emotion, but our ability to feel is our superpower as humans, right? We talk about, something that separated us from other creatures on this planet. And a lot of people say, oh, it's because we have thumbs and fingers. Actually, it's because we have emotions. It's because we can feel. It's because we can use that navigation system. But unfortunately, we weren't taught very well. We didn't get educated in kindergarten or in elementary school or middle school or high school or even college. And it's a very rare occasion that there are formal classes on how to utilize and control and manage, execute your own emotions. So what we did was we built this challenge called the Feel Good Challenge. And the Feel Good Challenge is literally all about going back to the roots of what you need to feel good. So you have to ask yourself, do you feel good? Do you feel good every day? Do you feel good sometimes, maybe once or twice in your week, maybe once or twice in your day? There's no reason for that. You should be able to feel good on purpose, on demand, and from the inside out. And that's what the Feel Good Challenge is all about.
Okay, well, that brings up a couple of roads that I want to talk about. COVID, we have to, because, I don't know if they're watching this in 2029 or 2054, but right now, we're getting shots and we're trying to come back out. California's opening today for the first time in over a year. So, you know, yeah. So I want to definitely talk about that. But you're talking about feeling good. And I know you actually played sports.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. You're not that Magic Johnson, but you are our Magic Johnson. And you're talking about feelings. I mean, even as a female athlete, that's not something that our coaches wanted us to be in touch with. So if you've been taught your whole life that showing your emotions, feeling things, you know, just being open like that means you're soft, especially in a male, you know, sports-minded kind of community.
Yeah.
And now you're coming out saying, hey, it's okay to feel. How do they handle that? How do they make that turn?
Well, I think, you know, the interesting part about it is athletics is starting to come out of that a little bit. There was a idea in athletics that you don't want to get too high on the highs and you don't want to get too low on the lows. So they were basically right. Sort of quelling that emotion. But what they're starting to realize is, hey, better just to teach them how to turn on and off their emotions, better to give them control of themselves. And if we can actually run this complicated mechanism better, then we don't have to worry about the highs and the lows. We can worry about how we want to feel all the time. And now we can take in the situations that are going on around us, and we can start to actually create them the way we want them to be, instead of the way that the outside world wants it to be. And so COVID is a perfect example of that. And a pandemic is a perfect example of that. There's a whole lot of people in the world telling you how you should feel. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is, can you actually step back and say, no, I'm going to feel this way regardless, no matter what? Some people go, well, there's horrible things going on. And I say, yeah, but there's also amazing things going on. The sun rises every day and you do nothing to make that happen. You breathe without thinking about it. In fact, you blink without thinking about it. For goodness sakes, there are some really amazing things that happen all by themselves. There are some really amazing, wonderful things going on in the world. We've got to attach to those. We've got to amplify those. And it takes us starting with us. We have to put that oxygen mask on first. And we have to start with feeling good from the inside out. And most people just haven't been educated in how to do that.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I learned at a later date because I had the dad that, you know, basically felt you should eat nails. You should never feel a thing. And just, you know, gossips don't cry and we don't lose fights. That's the speech I got when I got beat up the first day at kindergarten. Gossips don't cry and we don't lose fights. I haven't lost a fight since, by the way.
Mind me not to get in a fight.
Yeah, learn. But I got to ask you, you know, right now people, and I'm, again, one of them, are terrified of even opening their front door in a way. They're saying it's okay. They're saying you get the vaccinations and you come out. And I mean, I even was in Costco the other day and they've scraped up the 6-foot distant little signs and stuff. And the casinos are pulling out. We're in Las Vegas, in case you guys didn't know. The casinos have everything pulled out, the plexiglass in between the machines and all of that. How do you address, you know, the fear that you're having just to go back into your regular life?
There is two emotions that basically counter, and they're sort of the root of everything. You've got fear and you've got love. And basically, all of the light side and all of the dark side emotions fit in the both sides of that. So fear and love are sort of the most primal instincts of us as a whole. So when you're trying to combat fear, we have to combat that by giving new meaning to situations. And that's a little bit tough, but one of the easiest ways to do that is through love. And I know that sounds maybe a little la-la, but let's not make it so froofy and la-la, you know? Let's make it a little bit more like love. Love can be calm and happy and joy. Love can be appreciation. In fact, gratitude is one of the most important things. So being thankful to be able to get back out, being thankful that you can interact with your friends, being thankful and being in love with the life that you have and living it right now is the most important thing. You see, when everybody was freaking out about the pandemic and thinking about what we can do to reserve and retract, what we should have been doing is pumping more energy into how can we get people water? How can we get them more vegetables? How can we get them more healthy? So that we can combat this as a human race instead of go, hey, there's something outside of us that can fix it. Now, great, we want the help, we want the catalyst, but for goodness sakes, people, drink some water. Get healthy. If you're scared, if you're worried, if you're fearful, let's get healthy. Amen. Right? Like, we got to get healthy because we have to rise up by getting more healthy. And that's how we do it. And we do it through love and appreciation and gratitude, not through fear. We have to combat that fear in the best way we possibly can.
Well, our business partner, one of our business partners is out there. There's four of us. Ann Anders is out there and she says yin and yang. And I got to agree with her there. You know, our other business partner, G, is probably in a car stuck in traffic somewhere in California. She's dealing with some family stuff, you know, and Alan, being rude as he is, he didn't throw that 1 minute. I think he's lying to me. Could it, the 9 minutes didn't go that fast. I love talking with you, Michael, Mr. Magic. You know, we have to get you to come. I was seriously just closing out. Mike, Mr. Magic, I hope you'll come back. Alan is just rude. Oh my goodness. Hey, you guys, thanks for watching. We'll be back on Thursday. Really, Alan? Really? I'm Chigo, and I'll talk to you next time.